Hi there, Dr. Gary here on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. Today's topic is preparation for the buyer prior to the closing sale of a dental office. We're going to get into some details about that I think you may find very helpful. Before we do, as you know, we have 10 employees now. We're in multiple states, and we have 2 CPA accountants, marketing director, operations director, and multiple acquisition specialists. So here to help you. Our contact number is 201-663-0935. Our website is dentalpracticeguide.com. or nationwidedentalpracticebrokers.com. We're available to you 363 days a year. We only take off Christmas and Easter. Excuse the glasses, I'm on the way to the beach and it is sunny. Well, the guy behind me's beeping, I'm going too slow for you. Woo-hoo. Nice of being self-employed. You're never in a rush sometimes. I guess he is. Anyway, so dental practice guide. And .com, nationwidedentalpracticebrokers.com. You can always reach us. All right, now the information you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes. It's not legal or business advice. So as we progress forward, also understand, and we're doing this now 13 years. I was a dentist for 25. I've learned a few things along the way with hundreds of transactions, but we're still learning. But we try to give you the information as it's breaking. Now, we have a doctor that's going to be buying. Now, we just have the letter of intent that's agreed to. The buyer and the seller have signed it, although it's a non-binding document. They've both signed it. So we have a level of confidence between the buyer and the seller right now. So the buyer is going to start the credentialing process of getting all the insurances on board and so forth. And it's hard to be credentialed with every single insurance prior to the actual closing, which will usually occur within 45 to 60 days after the letter of intent is signed. But it's a good time to get started now. And I do believe in the use of consultants prior to your, it could be during the process of buying a practice, and let them consult and review, more of an accountant. But it's hard enough for buyers nowadays to find a good practice. Accountant can help you analyze it. Consultant can help you analyze it. I really like the consultant with post-closing or pre-closing. They can start setting you up with the credentialing process to get that taken care of for you and to expedite it and try to get higher fees. There's companies like that. I think it's well worth it. Now, there's also, for your specific dental software, there's also training specialists that will get you to understand the software that the doctor has, be it Eaglesoft, Dentrix, all these different products that are out there, Open Dental. Find out who the specialists are. We know a couple of them that we do work with, and we can help you with that. And, you know, we don't advocate or try to sell anybody's services on this channel. We try to keep it very neutral. There's no advertising, no marketing. We're not in anybody's pocket. Forget that. We'll say and do what we want to do we think is fair to you as the buyer and the seller. So anyway, yes, we have contact with individuals that are specialists in certain dental computer software programs. Call us and we'll turn you on to them, who they are and what they do. But we do have that information. So the one doctor now is starting the credentialing process. This is a little tricky because the documents are going to be going from the insurance company to the office. So if you haven't told your staff yet, it could pose some difficulties. Maybe you could send it to a satellite office or something, or to a PO mailing box. I don't know. You could find that out. But now's the time. Get together with that. There's some great brokers, great dental consultants that really know their stuff. And I think they could be most helpful to you in this process of credentialing with the insurance companies. Maybe they could tell you what they think the best ones are, and can assist you in that direction. So you have some, you get some speed going into after the closing, because, you know, you're going to be getting patients coming in. And those patients are going to be providing with their insurances. and you got to submit them. So if you're not credentialed, you're going to be sitting out there. So you try to do your credentialing ahead of time as much as you can. A certain amount of it you can't do. You can work with the seller on that, and I can explain to that what that means privately. So the process of using these consultants, I think, is most beneficial. So a consultant, maybe as you're buying the practice, to give you certain ideas, although it's a supply and demand, there's only so many practices available. But your bank will help you in that regard, and so will your accountant. You know, what meets your best criteria. They'll all help you, and they'll guide you. So post-closing or pre-closing can help you with the credentialing process with the insurance companies and starting preparation, office organization, because the doctor that you're buying from may be organized, and again, may not be. I don't know. But they may have certain areas that they need improvement on, and that's where your consultant could help. All right? So take that advice. Call us if you have any questions. We'll be more than happy to help you. I'm on the way to the beach. I'm having a great time. One of my college buddies is down there. I can't wait. Oh, lunch, hang out on the beach. It's going to be great. It's September, but beautiful. Bye now.